Cartloads of music. It's a rather strange term, but this is how 18th century musicologist Roger North described the large output of the composer John Jenkins. Born in 1592 in Kent, Jenkins was the son of a carpenter who made musical instruments. The first record of his music making is that he performed in a masque at the court of Charles I, where he played an unusual instrument called the lyra viol, a sort of small bass viol. When the English Civil War broke out, Jenkins took refuge in the countryside working as a music teacher to royalist families. One of these was the family of Lord Dudley North in Cambridgeshire, and this is where Jenkins taught Roger North, who was to become one of the most important musicologists of the day. Music making during the years of the Commonwealth was reduced, but Jenkins took the opportunity to compose for domestic music making, including 70 suites for amateur household players. With the restoration of the monarchy, the 68-year-old John Jenkins was to receive his first official court appointment. In the court of Charles II, he was employed as a lutenist in a rather select group of distinguished soloists called the private music. Their job was to entertain the king in his private apartments and to teach members of the royal family. The king liked to be surrounded by music, but Roger North noted that he had an utter detestation of fancies. He couldn't bear any music to which he could not keep time. Jenkins did not stay long in court due to his declining health, but even when he was too old to work in the court, a salary continued to be paid for him out of respect for his music. Roger North wrote very highly of his former teacher. He described him as being a happy person, of an easy temper, superior in his profession, well accepted by all, who knew no want. He saw himself outrun by the world, and having lived a good Christian, died in peace. The courant which you're going to hear by Jenkins gets progressively busy, but still I think that Charles II could have tapped his foot in time with its clear 3/4 time signature. The courant from the Fantasia Suite in A minor is played here by Rachel Podger and Brecon Baroque. That courant by John Jenkins was played by Rachel Podger and Brecon Baroque. FMR